With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Wholesale prices in the United States rose last month.
The increase suggests that the American economy has yet to completely vanquish inflationary pressure. The producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.2% from September to October. That's up from a 0.1% gain the month before. Compared with a year earlier, wholesale prices were up 2.4%, accelerating from a year-over-year gain of 1.9% in September.
Correspondent Jeremy House, an increase in services prices drove the October increase. Since peaking in mid-2022, inflation has fallen more or less steadily, but average prices are still about 20% higher than they were 3 years ago. Also at SRNNews.com, the GOP has retained control of the House, as we hear from Washington correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Republicans have won enough seats to control the U.S. House. A House Republican victory in Arizona, alongside a win in California, gave the GOP the 218 House victories that make up the majority. The incoming president has promised to carry out the country's largest ever deportation operation, extend tax breaks, seize control of the federal government's most powerful tools, and reshape the U.S. economy. The GOP election victories ensure that Congress will be on board for that agenda. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NATO and the European Union ramping up pressure on China. They want Beijing to persuade North Korea to stop sending troops to Russia in support of its war on Ukraine. Up to 12,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia's Kursk border region to help beat back Ukrainian forces there. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower, the Dow dropping 172 points, the NASDAQ composite down 57. This is SRN News. A brand new documentary now in theaters is drawing rave reviews for spotlighting the work of chaplains in wartime. Fighting Spirit tells the story of the dangers faced by military chaplains and the commitment they deliver on the battlefields. One of them is Chaplain Justin Roberts.
What a lot of people don't realize, like the highest casualty rate for military jobs in World War I, the highest was the chaplains. And then in World War II, the second highest. So historically, it was a very dangerous job. You know, you're providing care on the front lines, but you're also running to go be with them in their last moments if you can make it. But also, too, it's if you're a chaplain and you're with these soldiers that you love, you want to be there helping. You want to be with them, providing whatever care you can.
Actor Chris Pratt served as the film's executive producer, which Chaplain Roberts says helped raise the profile of this project. The documentary is titled Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey. It's now playing across the United States. This is SRN News. A teenager has pleaded guilty in a case involving the swatting of a Florida mosque.
Swatting is the practice of making a prank call to, say, 911 in an attempt to bring about the dispatch of a large number of armed police officers to a particular address. U.S. Attorney's Office in the Middle District of Florida says 18-year-old Alan Filion of Lancaster, California, entered the plea to four counts of making interstate threats. He faces up to 5 years in prison on each count. A sentencing date has not yet been set. Jason Walker reporting.
Ford Motor Company paying a penalty of up to $165 million to the U.S. government for moving too slowly on a recall and failing to give accurate recall information. Ford was slow to recall vehicles with faulty rearview cameras and had failed to give the agency complete information, which is required by law. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.